main focus of these two documents is to solicit for conversation, you know, structured dialogue with all stakeholders, including the government, the business, labor, and civil society, on how we can be able to collectively address the challenges that we have vis-a-vis the Zimbabwe that we all want. So these are the two documents. The first document, it talks about the concerns of the church, and it highlights a number of concerns. The executive must help with the removal of political patronage and factionalism, and also for leadership renewal across the board.
We heard that you met with the Reserve Bank governor. What did you discuss?
That meeting was a platform for church leaders to hear from the RBZ governor the measures that central bank has made or is making towards addressing the current cash crisis, the banking queues, addressing issues of externalization of dollars within other countries outside of Zimbabwe, and then to be able to understand more of the idea and the validity of introducing bond notes.